We are learning Masechta Erevin, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last two words of Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara brought down before that Rav learns that the reason why you're not allowed to have a Kaira above 20 Amos is because you learn out that a Pesach, the limit, the maximum of Pesach is 20 Amos. How I could learn that from Heichel? Rav said the Chum learned that from Heichel. Some of them have different kashas on that. The Gemara has another kasha now. Elamiyato, if you learn from Heichel, loy tahani le amaltero. Amaltero shouldn't help. We'll see soon that Rav brings down halacha, that if on top of the kaira there's a few layers of beams, so then that would work even though it's above 20 amis, because it's very nicker, it's a hecker, you can see it. So why does it work? The Heichel amaltero havi le. Heichel had Amaltero, but Philhoki Asimam Hudu Gavoya, and still the limit was, the maximum was 20 Amos. How do we know the Heichel had Amaltero? The Tanailin, the Mishnah Midas, Mesefas Midas, Chomesh Amaltero Shal Mila Hoyo Agava Zulam Ayla Mazu. This is talking about the Ulam actually. Then on top of the Ulam, there were five rows of pieces of wood. We'll see what Mila is exactly, what it was, but it was a piece, type of wood. Rashi says it was from a wood that grows gall nuts. But there was pieces of wood, one on top of each other. And so you see it had a maltero, and still you see the limit is, the maximum is 20 amos. So how can you say that 20 amos, that a maltero work? We'll see soon. It's you see by Heichel that it had a maltero, and still only 20 amos was the maximum. Isn't that Mishnah talking about Ulam? I'm not talking about Heichel, I'm talking about Ulam. And Lashon Dilma is Lav Dafka. It means, it is talking about Ulam. Zok the Gemara, V'hai Mai Kosh, that's not a Kosh either. Because Dilma Tavas Heichel, Tavas Ulam. And that is Dilma is also Lav Dafka, the Ritva speaks out. It says, V'hai Mai Kosh, L'maisa, we know that the Heichel was similar to the Ulam. And if the Ulam had his Amalteroys, the Heichel had the Amalteroys on top of the door also. And if it had his Amalteroys on top of the door, Lama Amar Rabbi Eloi, Amar Rav, why did Rav himself say, Rechava Dalid, what halacha was, that Rechava Dalid, Avishin Abriya. The law is that a kaira has to be heavy enough to hold a certain type of brick. But if it's four tvachim wide, then it doesn't have to be strong enough to hold that brick. That's one halacha, one kula he said. Another kula he said, Meshlay Amaltara, Philogavayas Mesrama in Sarakamait. If you have a maltara, even if it's 20 amas high, even more than 20 amas high, it still works. You have a skula. And the question is, how can you have a skula if you see by the Heichel, even with a maltara, still didn't go more than 20 amas? So that's the kash of Ishtiko Stira. It seems like a Stira and Rav, really. It's a Stira and Rav. Rav says, Lurah from Heichel, the din of 20 Amos, and even though he had a Malteroys. And here, it's saying that, and even though he had a Malteroys, it's saying a Malteroys helps even higher than 20 Amos. So, come on, I'm Rav Yosef, a Malteroys Masnitim hi. It's not Rav, it's a Masnitim. And Man Ketani Lo, who is it? We don't know who that Bryce is. We're not worried about this Bryce. You know why? Because it's Man Ketani Lo, certain Bryces that weren't certified by Ravina Ravashi is not considered a Bryce we have to worry about. So Rav Yosef's Teretz basically is saying, okay, that Memra, that he said, Rechav Adal Vishen Ebriyam, Yeshle Yamata Fila Gavai Yosef, the second half of it, the Malta part, was not Rav. You're mistaken. It wasn't Rav who said it. It's a Bryce. So, and we don't know who the Bryce is. We don't have to worry about it. In fact, the Mabaya, I know who said it. It was Chama Breid Ravu brought down this brisa and is a certified brisa. It is a good brisa. So it's back Shver L'Chayra. How can a Maltera work? I Heichel had a Maltera and still 20 Amos was the maximum. So the Gemara, but to have a Maltera Masnita, but Tikshu Rav, and for it to be Shver and Rav, it's a brisa. Omelach Rav says, no, Dal Namahacha, keep me out of this. It's nothing to do with me. Masnita Melekasha Dodi, Maisa Stira, two brises. It's a stira two brises. Why is stira two brises? Because we have here a brise that says a malter works higher than 20 amos. And on the other hand, Rav's makar was from a brise that said, we had it before on the base of the base, that said that 20 amos is the limit. Why? Because we find by the heich like that. That was the brise. The Mar said a brise at the yasa of Rav, that Rav had a mistake from a brise. The brise that says, mavushu gvoi mechaf ama yoyser pischoi shel heichel yamait. So really, it's not Rav. It's really a Pischish, it's a Brysa. So Brysa says, what do you want from me? It's a steer and two Brysas. Elamayis Rameimah Tanoyis. You ever say it's a Brysa Tanoyim? For me also, it's Machlekes Tanoyim. So Rav is saying, I'm not worried about braisa. So Chalikas Tanoim, I have to have a braisa that supports me. It says, we learn from Heichel, and you have a braisa of Amaltero. So Chalikas Tanoim, it's fine. Adkan, this is Shita of Rav. Rav Nachman Yitzchak comes and argue on the whole Shita of Rav. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omar, Beloy Rav, Masnita, Adodi Loy Kashim. Without Rav, the two braises would not be shver. Loy Kashim. L'rabbanon kairot l'rabbanon kairot tayam mayim shomay kairot. The whole reason with kairot because of kairot behind the tonias pesach shohechos smalav alma. Rav says the brayos are not steer with each other. He says the whole reason why we put on a kairot is not because of a pesach like Rav. The reason is also a kairot. You should realize you're sitting in a mavi. So the svara was the higher 20 amos is not nicker, but if you have a maltera, it makes it nicker, and therefore the both things could stim. It says in the Braisa, Pischa Shel Heichel. It's mash for learning from Heichel. No, we're not learning from Heichel. It's just a simon. You're not going to remember what Amos is, how much, 20 Amos, 30 Amos, you're not going to remember. So give you a simon. Just like the Heichel is 20 Amos high, that's the simon of Hekera. We're not learning out from Heichel. Since it's not that we're learning out from Heichel, it's not going to have a kash for Amaltera. So comes the fear of Nachma Yitzchak. The reason why by Erevin, by Kaira, you need 20 amos is maximum. The reason is because of a keira, and we know by sukkah that's the reason why you can't have schach higher than 20 amos. You're not going to realize this. It comes out sukkah and mesechus erevin, the same exact machlokes. According to Rav, it's different machlokes of sukkah and erevin, because an erevin is a shaila what's called a pesach or not. My sukkah is not shaila what's called a pesach. That's called what I can see. But according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, both of them are what I can see. So Rav Nachman Kasha, why need two machlokes? Rav Nachman Yitzchak, honichi lo yisvir leha de rabba. That's good when hold a rabba by sukkah. Elias feel like hold a rabba. Also, rabba by mistake sukkah. Dam rabba k'siv l'man yeh dur seichem kib sukkah tshav the alas rabba dim day of shadav sukkah. A person knows until 20 amos they're sitting in the sukkah l'mal of esbam and the person chab is sitting in sukkah shlo yod plod v'en they can't see it. Alma gav sukkah nam vekera pligi. See by sukkah also plugs by kera flugri tart lonely. Why not plugs by two things? It's the same exact machlokes. Why not plugs by two things? It sounds like the same machlokes if there's a kera higher than 20 amos. So the plugs are who done the rabbanon. And by Kaira, if higher than 20 amos, I can realize it. And by Sukkah, we have a Chalikas, higher than 20 amos, could I realize it? So why don't you ever say my Chalikas twice? So the Gemara, Tricha. We need it. We need them both. The Yeshvini Gavi Sukkah, Bahal Kam Rav Yehuda. If you just told me Sukkah, that higher than 20 amos works, the Rav Yehuda would say higher than 20 amos is fine. Why? Given the Shiva Vida, since what you're sitting down there, Shalta Be'enai, your eyes could see it. Because when you're sitting down, it's easier to realize things. So you can see the schach, shaltabein, av a mavi lehilach avid, but mavi, that you're walking there, there it's harder to see the top. And there, higher than 20 amos, he would agree, by mavi, 20 amos high is no good. More than 20 amos, no good. Ein moidler abon, maybe moidler abon. So you need both cases. If you said Eirvin, you would say, v'yashmin v'hav, you said a case of kaira, v'hav kam rabon. That's what rabon say here, higher than 20 amos, no good, because you're walking, so you don't look up while you're walking. Havahach, maybe by sukkah, where you're sitting, and there you look up when you're sitting, and maybe you do higher than 20 amos, tricha. We need both cases. Because we need both cases, we need Rabbanon, because they're both, if you had one, you wouldn't know the other machlokes. And then we went back to what's a maltera exactly? My maltera. We're talking about in the Heichel. What was the maltera in the Heichel? Rav Chom read Rav Ravu Oma Kini. It was like these nests, it looked like a nest, the design of a nest that's on top of the door. Goes to Rav Dimi Oma Arma Rava. It was like these long boards of cedar wood. So if you learn it's kini, it's much more nicker than a piece of cedar wood. If you hold that piski da'arza is enough to be called a hacker, let's say by Erevin, so koshkin kini, for sure kini would be called a hacker because it's much more nicker. It looks like a design of a nest. Piski da'arza is not enough of a hacker. Piski da'arza is my time. What's talking a hacker? So I'm going to ask, if you say it's like Meshul Nefesh Mashre because it's spread out, or Sukkah Nefesh Mashre, the Sukkah also is very wide, and still the Kamer Bon Le'aloy, even still, it's high 20 amps, not good, even though it's very wide. Like given the Chashiv is the color, since the cedar wood is Chashiv, and it's very big pieces, therefore it has a coil, and it'll be a hacker. So Kaponim, we're coming out, they put a Maltera, it's a hacker, but according to Rav, we spoke out, it will not work, Lamaisav, because according to Rav, who holds that you learn out from the Heichel, that's a din in Pesach, a malter will not help. So it comes out, Chalikas Lamaisav, between Rav Nachman and Rav, and it will come out, if you hold a malter will work, that means you hold that Kaira is Meshum hacker. Zog the Gemara weiter. So he's learned that Kaira can be above 20 amas. What's halacha if the Kaira has a certain thickness and part of it is within 20 amas and part of it is above 20 amas? What's the halacha? Mixes Kaira b'soich esrim, mixes Kaira l'mayim esrim. You have a Kaira on top of the mabli, part of it is higher than 20 amas, part of it is lower than 20 amas. The same thing by schach. Mixes schach b'soich esrim, you know, a thick layer of schach. Part of schach b'soich esrim, mixes schach l'mayim esrim. What's the halacha? The kasha na, gonkut or abonim, the whole 20 amas is the maximum. What happens if parts on top, part on the bottom? I'm a rabbah. So Rabbi says, b'movui kosher, and b'sukkah is possible. Rabbi says that the halacha is that the movui, it's kosher, and a sukkah is possible. So he says, by Ervin, by Kaira, it's kosher, if part of it, and sukkah is possible. So I'm going to ask, what's pshat? Maishtav movui, the kosher, it must be the meaning kloish. You look at whatever's above, you look at it's not here. You look at it's not here, you cut it off, and you have a Kaira below 20 amas. Sukkanami lemon klosh. Say by sukkah also klosh. Say also they cut off the top half and everything was left is below 20 amas. Speak to Gemara. No, klashta halicham samru v'tzilsa. If you take off the top layer of schaf, maybe it'll be too sunny. And the way Tosfos learns is that Yavada has enough schach to cover the sukkah, but if you take off the top, it'll blow away and it'll become cham samru v'tzilsa. So you look at a kilu, it's not here. So then it'll be cham samru v'tzilsa. Zok the Gemara, no, Hachinami, by Kaira also, you kashula, if you take off the top layer of the Kaira, how the Kaira tells Baruch, it'll be a Kaira that can be blown away by the Ruach, it's also not a good Kaira. Elamai, what do you say? Ela Karachanasik Shvudin Shamat, because you look at it, Ki'ilu, it's a metal Kaira, and it's a metal Kaira, it's heavy enough to stay down even though it's thin. Hachinami, Karachanasik Tilsam Ruach Hamsa, they also say, Ki'ilu, it's Tilsam Ruach Hamsa. Basically, we're saying, right now, it's Tilsam Ruach Hamsa. I, part of it is above it. You look at it, it's not here. I, it's going to blow away. Elamaisa, Palabatish is not going to blow away, and therefore, it's good enough. So Tamar has a taina that what's the chilti mavi and sukkah? You're telling me that kloish, say kloish or them. That's Tamar's taina. What's the chilti mavi and sukkah? Why is mavi kosher and sukkah not kosher? So Amar Rav and Zaki answers like this. Sukkah that belongs to Yachid or Mitka, they're not going to realize if everything lands up going above 20 amas. Since part of it's 20 amas, we're scared, maybe it's going to somehow lift up and the whole thing be above 20 amas. They're not going to realize it. Mavi the Rabbim, but Mavi is a lot of people here. Mitka Adadi. Someone from all the people will recognize that the Kaira is going above 20 and they'll tell everyone to fix it up. That's one tarz. Another pshat the Chilti Mavi and Sukkah is Ravina Masukkah the Raisa Chmir Rabbanan. Sukkah, that's the Raisa, the Machmir. Mavi the Rabbanan, Chmir Rabbanan. Mavi the Rabbanan, they weren't Machmir. That's one version of the Gemara. Then the Gemara has another version, it'll be just the opposite. Vada Masta Masla Shmaitza the Rabba Ibcha. Vada Masta learns the Shmaitza the opposite. Amar Rabba, the Mavi Possel, the Sukkah Ksher. By Mavi, it's Possel, and in the Sukkah, it's Kosher. Just the opposite. The Mavi is Possel, Sukkah is Ksher. So why is sukkah kosher? We say kloish. Look at the top layer's kilu. It's not here, and therefore it's below 20 amas. Mavi nami leimen kloish. By mavi, we also say kloish and say kilu. It's not here. The top layer. So gemara kalashta. If you say it's not here, have a lay kara and tell us baruch. Then the kara will blow away in the wind. So and then it's not good. Hachanami. So gemara asks kasha. By sukkah also, it kalashta have a lay chamas from mitzvos. If you look at a kilu, it's not here. It's chamas from mitzvos. It's gonna blow away also. Ella kochonas sulzim ruvu kamsa. Ella kochonas say lemais. Since mice right now is good, so you look at the top is not here and its mice is not flying away, so it's good. Hachinami kochonas sulzim ruvu kamsa. Because he also say, why don't we say that ilu it's a piece of metal and therefore we shouldn't worry about blowing away. And the kasha is they both should be kosher. Amrav barzak yisukid lo yachidi. The more I say opposite is farah. Sukid lo yachidi it's a yachid. Rami and avshay mitkar. So if it's a person, it's one person in charge, he'll realize his sukkah is good or not sukkah. He'll realize if it goes above 20 amas. Mavi the rabbim, since it's a rabbim, samchei adadi, they rely on each other, loy mitkri, they will not realize it. It's worse when you have a rabbim. The Amri Isha, the Amri Inchi, people say a saying, kidr be shutvi, if you have a pot by shutvim, loy chamim loy kri, it'll never be too hot, it'll never get hot, never get cold. You'll never get it taken care of. When it has to be hot, it won't be hot, when it has to be cold, because they all rely on each other. Therefore, rabbim is worse, the world will go above 20 amas. Ravino amma devantara, sukkah the rice, lebe chizik. Sukkah the rice, you don't need chizik, people will be careful, it's less than 20 amas. Mavi Rabbanon by Chizik. Mavi Rabbanon needs Chizik. Therefore, they said that if it's above 20 amas, no good. Ma'avala, what's halacha l'maisa in this shayla about mixes karev seich esrim mixes karev l'mayel mas? Ma'avala, Rabbi Ulama, that is that possible? They're both possible because l'maisa part of it's above 20 amas, and basically we're scared that it's an all go above 20 amas, or maybe since part of it's considered ugud, looks at it's on top of 20 amas, and Rabbanon is that kosher? They're both kosher. Chalal Sukkah Tanah, Chalal Sukkah Tanah. When it says 20, it means you have to have ear space of 20. So we don't care if a little bit is above 20 amos. As long as it has ear space, as long as, but the end of the ear space, it starts, that's enough. Saying a whole new tzad over here. That when it says 20 amos, it doesn't mean that the kair has to be within 20 amos. It has to be exactly by 20 amos. And here, if part of it's in the 20 amos, obviously it's exactly, there's a space of 20 amos inside the sukkah is less than 20 amos, so it's good. That's very tiny. Only a popular rabbi, tiny must say, I'll bring a raya from a braisa. In the braisa it says, mavu shu gevoya me'eshim amos, a mavu that has a kaira above 20 amos, yoyis pisa sheichel, more than the pisa sheichel, you might make it small. But heichel gufa, and the heichel itself, chalal yashim, had ear space of 20. That is enough. The ear space of 20 is enough. You don't need that the whole kaira has to be within 20. Just above 20 is good enough. And was the end of one kash on this, and we'll answer that. Eisvi Rav Shimba Ashi Lar Papa, Ketzal HaYoysa, how do you put a kaira? Meniach kaira misfas esvel mata. You put it at the end of 20 and lower. So you see, it has to be put in within the 20 amas. It has to be from the end 20 and lower, v'lamata. It's a kash on Rava. So, Ema v'lamala. Really means you put it from 20 and up. Ay, v'lamata k'tadi. Our answer is no, lamata means v'chein lamata. It means it's another halacha that the movi has to be 10 tefachim high minimum, 10 tefachim high. So there, the kaira can't be within 10 tefachim either. There's a chumra. Hakamashlon, the lamata kalamayla, malamayla kalasim, just like on top, you have a kula, you get a full 20 amos of ear space. After lamata, on the bottom, you have to have a chumra, chalala, sorry, you need a full 10 tefachim on the bottom, full 10 tefachim on the bottom, in order to be a kashiru and movi. And that's what it means, lamata means a chain lamata.